Focus on flowers. June is the month for weddings, and flowers are certainly an important part of weddings. I have had a number of weddings in my garden, and although I am certainly not an expert, I have helped some friends make wedding bouquets. Some brides prefer garden flowers instead of store-bought ones. Always pick the blooms in the cool of the morning or evening so that they can then sit for hours in deep containers of water to soak up lots of moisture in the cool house. There are other hints, such as soaking the whole heads underwater for some types of flowers, like hydrangeas, and letting them drip dry. If the bride wishes to carry a bunch of long-stemmed flowers, remove any thorns or lower leaves and cut the bottoms of the stems at an angle so that more water can be absorbed. Wrap the stems together using a soft, pliant wire, and then over that layer use satin ribbon to wrap the stems again. It is important to leave the length of the stem a little longer than they need to be when carried, and to secure the ribbon at about an inch and a half higher than the end of the stems after they're wrapped together. This is so the bouquet can stand in a tall, preferably glass, so you can see, vase with the bottoms of the stems an inch or so in the water until just before the wedding. At that time, remove the bouquet from the water, cut off the lower end of the stems that has rested in the water, dry them, and hand them to the bride. This is Moya Andrews, and today we focused on wedding bouquets.